Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Show director Tommy, take it from here.
So, a couple weeks ago, Rebecca introduced us to a brand new collectible toy that is sweeping the world. It is called Laboo-Boo.
Laboo-Boo.
They are extremely, extremely collectible and very, very hard to find. But we talked about this on the air, and a gentleman reached out to me who owns a store called Plastic Empire, which I pass every day in Marietta going home.
On your way to Bucky's?
And I have thought about stopping a gazillion times.
Because let's stop you from stopping.
It says Bucky's. Buy, sell, trade. They have pop. Those, what are they called, Rebecca? The pop things?
Funko Pops?
Yeah, Funko Pops.
I thought you said pop. I'm surprised you didn't stop.
Do you guys know what Funko Pops are?
Yes.
They're the little figurines that are plastic that are based on different characters. They have everything in pop culture. I've got Michael Jackson ones. I've got Elton John ones. That's the extent of my collection.
They're like these little
no way, Tommy. Like a Moe's.
But no,
stunned.
This store has literally thousands, and now Laboo-Boo is out, and it's a similar kind of thing, but it is flying off the shelves. They can't keep them in stock. But he reached out to me, and he said, Dustin from Plastic Empire said, Tommy, I've saved one just for you. To present to Rebecca. So I go one day.
Well, we have to establish her relationship with these things.
Okay.
Laboo-Boo's. My stomach is literally filled with butterflies at the thought that I can finally get my hands on a Laboo-Boo, because it has been missed connections with Laboo-Boos for like a month. I have listeners DMing me. I saw a Laboo-Boo in a store telling me where to go. I have been on Pop Mart refreshing over and over and over trying to get one in my cart, and still no Laboo-Boo in my hand. So if you have a Laboo-Boo for me, I can't even like finish my sentence because I'm really excited.
Well, it just so happens I have one.
Laboo-Boo.
Oh my God. Kaylee is bringing it into you right now as we speak. Yes! Hold it high like in Lion King when you walk in.
Oh my God.
There it is.
It's not a Laboo-Boo, is it? It's an actual Laboo-Boo.
No, it says Laboo-Boo on the box.
Oh my God. I'm shaking. It's a have a seat Laboo-Boo. Okay, so Laboo-Boo.
Is she allowed to open it yet?
Yes.
I need to do like a live unboxing. Okay, so Laboo-Boos are blind boxes. If you don't know what a blind box is, it's a character and it has variations. So on the side of the box, it has all the variations that you could get. So I'm out of breath because I'm so excited about my Laboo-Boo. Okay, I really, really want the light blue one, and I'm going to open it right now.
Okay.
Do you have to be careful with how you open the box for like preservation purposes?
People who open the box on like TikTok and do a bunch of like TikTok unboxing, they like look like professionals when they do it, and I don't know how they do it. I don't care about the box.
She's just ripping the box. I'm so excited.
You don't rip open the box. That's going to make it worthless.
I'm going to put it like on my shelf. I'm not keeping it for like, it's not like a beanie baby.
Yeah, you can't define. This is a relationship of love, Tommy. Yeah. This is not financial, man.
Man, if I had the boxes for stuff I opened back in the day, it'd be worth so much money.
Oh my God, I can't believe I had a Laboo-Boo. Okay.
Do you want to get through the packaging also, just so you can see what it feels
like? What is that? It looks like a pack of Doritos.
It comes in a little bag because you can't see exactly what it is yet. They want to keep the suspense high.
It's a little body bag.
I want Goo Goo. I would like Goo Goo the teal Laboo-Boo. Okay, here I go.
Teal Laboo-Boo!
It's pink.
Oh,
it's
Lashushu. It has heart eyes. I'm a mother now. This is the cutest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
I may be ripping that away from you because there are strings attached to this Laboo-Boo.
Okay.
Okay, yes.
God giveth, God taketh.
Take it away.
Laboo-Boo!
Because remember a while back.
Don't touch it like that, Bert.
Don't touch it like that.
Why is rubbing on his head?
Doing? No, it's me.
You're violating the laboo boo.
Just rubbing his little head.
Yeah. Y'all that's weird, the point. Man.
Rebecca, I am a very, 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 very competitive person.
Yes.
And when I lose, I do not forget.
Oh, no.
And once upon a time, you challenged me to a movie trivia game based on horror movies, and I lost.
I remember.
And I am still seething over that loss. So, in my diabolical plan, I drove to Marietta to get this laboo-boo with this in mind.
But there's strings attached.
We are going to play trivia again in just a few minutes. If you win, you keep your beloved new laboo-boo.
Okay.
Which you probably in your head have already named.
It's named Gugu. So, yes,
Gugu,
my son.
That was the laboo-boo. If you lose, I will destroy your laboo-boo in front of you.
Oh, my God.
And I have several weapons of destruction.
He's all of a sudden Dr. Evil.
If you lose, you get to choose the method of death. I have a hammer. This is your standard, you know, small handheld craft hammer made by Apollo with a, ironically, a pink handle.
Then I have
a bigger rubber mallet. Looks like something you'd go to the fair with and hit the thing to ring the bell at the top of the pole.
I don't think that's going to do a lot of damage.
What's that thing made out of?
It's like a plush toy, but then the face is hard plastic.
It feels a little cotton candy-ish.
Yeah.
Okay, it's so I'm thinking the hammers aren't going to work. So I brought in this giant paper cutter with a humongous blade.
He's got a paper cutter.
That sounds like this.
Oh, jeez. You're going to decapitate the thing?
And if that doesn't work,
person, Tommy.
I don't know if you know this, but, you know, I have an RV now. I'm quite the outdoorsman. And I often start campfires with my Burnzomatic torch.
Oh, my gosh. No way. So if she loses, she also has to pick the way that you eliminate it?
Now, the first three items we can do indoors, but the torch, we would have to take laboo-boo outside to destroy with the Burnzomatic torch.
Oh, the stakes are high here. Laboo-boo decapitation. Or you walk away with your laboo-boo soulmate.
This is emotional terrorism.
Yeah. this is Tommy.
Yeah. I have asked Mo to come up with 10 movie trivia questions. And I did not specify a genre. We will be surprised coming up next.
Hey, The Bird Show.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
See this kind of thing that we're going through with these laboo-boos. You see this every generation, man. It could be in the form of a Beanie Baby. Back in the day, same kind of thing. Everybody in the country is looking for Beanie Babies. And then the manufacturer of the Beanie Baby holds a lot back. So it creates this urgency to try to find them. You can't find them anywhere. So they become collectibles and they become more expensive. Same thing. We've seen it time and time again. But now it's Laboo-boo and it's Pop Mart that knows that they have created this hysteria with this little, is it a stuffed?
It's sort of like plastic and plush, so it's got a very soft coating. It's this little pink creature. It's a little, like, elfish monster. Kind of like a bunny, but it has, like, serrated teeth.
It reminds me of the kid in Where the Wild Things Are.
Yes,
Yeah, a little cute version, but yeah. So they have created this, Pop Mart has created this market now where everybody wants one that is of a certain age or collectible, and Rebecca is one of those people. She has been dying to get her hands on one of these.
It's crazy because I hated it at first, and then I just kept seeing it on TikTok, and I am just, like, I am capitalism's biggest victim. I just love a tchotchke. I love a little thing. I already have the perfect bag for this little pink Labubu to go on, and I can take it out and it can be my little accessory.
Yeah, because that's Bert. That's what they're using as accessories now is the Labubus, because there's like a little keychain on it. Uh-huh. And like people are putting, like celebrities are putting Labubus on their Birkins.
Uh-huh. Well, fancy. Always blame the celebrity. All right, so she could have this today, but Tommy, our show director, brought it in. But it comes with attachments here, because Tommy is still bitter that the two of them had a pop culture / movie trivia day. Rebecca won it, and Tommy has been bitter since, and he has been looking for a way to get back at her.
Yeah, I don't like losing, and I remember every loss. I remember playing Trivial Pursuit on a youth church group trip to the beach, and I lost, and I knew I was right with the answer, so I took the book that showed that I was correct to church to show to my preacher that I indeed won. So that's how competitive I am. So I've been waiting and biding my time, and your precious Labubu may become two Labubus because its head may get chopped off in just a minute.
So after these trivia questions, if Rebecca loses, then Tommy has come in here with four or five different tools to tear this thing up.
Yep. I have a hammer. I have a giant mallet. I have a giant paper cutter with a very, very sharp razor.
It's a Labubu guillotine?
Guillotine.
Yeah. Guillotine.
Let's hear that thing again. That's a powerful sound.
This thing weighs like 20 pounds. Here we go.
Oh, my God.
There goes the head.
Oh my God.
Oh, okay.
It's giving French Revolution.
So I think that's my favorite. But this one I would have to take outside. I have the Benzomatic that I use to start my campfires with when I go camping, which is a little propane torch.
All right. So there's no kind of confusion here. These are how many questions and how are we dictating the winner?
I asked Mo to come up with 10 questions. I did not specify genre. I just said movie trivia. 10 questions, and we will ring in by saying our name. So each person will have a chance at each question. So it's time to play.
Wait. Who wins after you get to what?
I guess. Say, what is it? It'd be 6 out of 10.
Whoever gets to 6 first? Is that right?
Yeah, because there's 10 questions.
Whoever has the most at 10 questions, and then if it's over halfway, if somebody's way ahead, then...
Okay, 10 questions. Here's the
deal. I have 11 just in case, because I thought of that.
All right, so we have a tiebreaker, but we got 10 questions.
Yep.
At 10 questions, whoever has the most is the winner.
Are we all clear on this?
Can I say Labubu?
There won't be any need for a tiebreaker.
All right. So instead of using Rebecca, you're going to use Labubu.
My calling will be Labubu.
Okay. All right. Let's get it on.
Y'all ready?
Yes.
Question number one. Which 1973 horror film was the first to be nominated?
Tommy. The Exorcist.
That is correct.
Damn. You know what? Every time you get one right, you should just hit that. the guillotine.
Oh my God.
All right, Tommy got one.
Yep.
Oh my God.
All right, number two. Which actress won an Oscar for playing a serial killer in Monster in 2000?
Tommy.
Charlize Theron.
That is correct.
All right. So it's tied up 1-1.
Number three. In The Devil Wears Prada, what is the name of Meryl Streep's character?
Oh, God.
Tommy.
What you got?
Miranda.
Miranda what?
You just said, what was her name?
No.
Miranda Priestley.
That is correct.
All right, Tommy has 2. Rebecca has 1.
You get snarky with me again, Tommy. I'm taking a point away.
Let me hear that sound for my correct answer.
There we go. All right, next question. What's the name of the kingdom where the 2013 animated movie Frozen is set?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Oh, come on.
Animated.
Come on, Labubu.
Labubu. Anatolia.
That is incorrect.
I don't know it.
All right. Nobody gets that point.
Arendelle.
That is correct. Kristen gets the point. Next question.
All right, really quick. Tommy has 2. Rebecca has 1. We're at the 5th question.
All right.
Which 1994 action movie stars Keanu Reeves?
Labubu.
The Matrix? Yep.
That was Rebecca.
The Matrix?
That is incorrect.
Oh. No, what?
Speed. What? That is correct.
No!
The full question was, which 1994 action movie stars Keanu Reeves as a cop trying to stop a bomb on a bus?
That is, ironically, in my top two, Die Hard being number one.
All right.
Number two.
Tommy has three.
For action movies.
Rebecca has one.
Okay. Which Marvel movie was the first to earn over $2 billion at the box office?
The Boo Boo.
Tommy.
Okay, I'm going to guess. Iron Man 3.
Oh, that is incorrect.
Avengers Infinity War.
That is also incorrect. The correct answer is Avengers Endgame.
Endgame.
All right, Tommy, still three. Rebecca, one. We got four questions left.
All right. What was the first feature-length animated movie ever released?
The Boo Boo. Oh, my God. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
That is correct.
Yay!
That is correct.
It was, I hesitated.
It was in 1937.
Are we all pulling for the life of Labubu?
Yeah.
Yes. What is the score?
All right. So the score is Tommy has three, Rebecca has two.
Okay.
How many questions are left?
Well, there's three questions left. Tommy has three, Rebecca has two.
I'm so nervous.
Focus, Rebecca. Wow. Focus.
All right. In which 1999 film does a character famously say, I see dead people?
LaBooBoo.
It's Rebecca.
The Sixth Sense.
That is correct.
Come on, LaBooBoo.
That's right.
Tommy has four. Rebecca has four. Two questions left.
Okay. What 2001 movie?
Oh, no, wait. Tommy has three. Rebecca has four.
Wait, we got to get this right.
Well,
hold on. Yeah. One, two, three. Tommy has three. One.
I smell a rat.
Oh, no.
I thought they both had three.
Yeah, they both
have three.
Okay, because I knew they were tied.
They both have three. Sorry, I just got excited and gave everybody an extra point. They both have three. We're tied up 3-3. Two questions left.
Mo and I are having PTSD. We're looking at each other.
Two questions left.
All right. What 2001 movie has the tagline, he's having the worst day of his life? What you got?
Oh, I don't know.
What?
That is incorrect.
All right, you can steal it.
What 2001 movie has the tagline, he's having the worst day of his life over and over?
Tommy!
You already guessed.
That doesn't say, there wasn't, I didn't guess. I just ran in.
Mo is the host. You have lost your chances. It's Rebecca's turn to counter.
I know it's the Bill Murray movie, and I don't remember what it's called because I am thinking about what I want my LaBooBoo to wear.
Tommy. Tommy.
You're not going to take a guess?
Tommy.
Okay, it's the never ending story.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
It's Groundhog Day.
All right.
Can we go back to Tommy or no one gets that point?
Nobody gets that point.
Other games we play, people can do that.
Stop. It is tied up 3-3. This is the winning point.
Okay. Come on, LaBooBoo.
Okay.
We'll do it after the break.
Just kidding. Y'all ready?
Ready.
All right, everything on the line.
Okay.
Which 2018 movie remake starred Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper?
No! A Star is Born!
No! That is correct.
That's
no! Sha-la-la-la-la-la.
No!
In the shallow.
Oh, man. Oh,
wow.
Rebecca, please hand the LaBooBoo over.
No, say goodbye to it.
Say goodbye.
I know I don't have cancer anymore, but this feels like anti-make-a-wish.
Damn! Haley, can you go in and get it?
Just when I thought this segment couldn't get any darker, it does. Here comes the Grim Reaper. There's Kaylee coming in.
I would say this. I would say since the hammers, I don't think will work.
Neither.
And I can't take the torch outside. I think it's got to be the paper shredder.
No,
are you videoing this?
Oh my gosh!
I think this is going to be so painful that I don't think it's going to go in the first cut.
Engineer Chad, should I cut its heart out?
Oh,
I got a switchblade knife now.
Are we filming this?
All right. Film this, Amber. All right, hang on.
This is insane.
Oh my god!
Do you want to go in there and witness
my literal son being decapitated? I can hear it. It's enough.
Oh god.
Oh,
I'm sorry, Rebecca.
Oh, my God.
Are you really going to... You're really doing it.
Yeah, I'm
doing it. Look, it's got six people in there.
Ready?
Okay.
Yeah. One.
Goodbye.
Two.
I love
three.
You.
Wait. Oh.
He's happy to do it over and over. Is the head off? This is terrible.
Oh, my God.
This is awful.
Monsters, huh?
It's twice the joy.
My son.
Oh, my God.
Not Gugu.
The humanity. The humanity.
You, Tommy, you got way too much joy out of that.
That was awesome. Well, I think I got it right at the seam, too, man. It came off pretty cleanly.
Sorry, Rebecca. And
you had that thing. You had to hit it like four times in order for it to come off.
Oh, he's spinning the head around. Oh, I know what's going on my keychain.
No.
The spoils of war.
Do you want a spike to put it on? The head on a spike outside the studio?
All right, anything else? Are we done?
Well, Rebecca,
no.
I'm not totally a coal person.
No way.
To my book bag.
Oh, my God.
Hang on. Wait for it. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
You don't have another?
You're like, wait, is there another one?
I have another little yeah! Movie. And wait. What do you have on your hat right now?
It's my cherry Coke hat.
I have you not only another Labubu in the same box, so I don't know if it's the same one or a different one.
Okay.
But then I also have the Monsters Special Edition Coca-Cola Little Labubu.
Oh, my God. That's so cute.
So we both win.
That's so nice.
You just forgot about Gugu that fast?
Hey, the Bird Show.
All right, Mo, so we're back to Father's Day here, and you got a friend that's in some hot water?
Yeah, I think my dude is in a daddy doggy house, if that is such a thing.
Oh, it is.
His baby girl is not so happy with him, but I think this story just is a perfect example how life just does not play fair sometime, and I feel for him. So his daughter has taken up dance, and she has these recitals that are, like, all over the world now. She's, like, really incredible, and they do these major competitions, and she's been traveling with the team in order to do this. And because his work schedule is so crazy, he's not able to make as many of them as he wants to. And just to be transparent, he has like this inner dialogue that he wants to be at as many recitals as her mother, because they are no longer together. And he feels like it just makes him look really bad when she shows up and he does not. So he's had this beef, this ongoing thing for a while now, where he's tried to make it, but he can't make it as much as he would like. So she sat him down and told him that she had a recital coming up on the Saturday, which was right before Father's Day. And she was like, you know, it is Father's Day, and I have something planned for you on Father's Day, but what I really want is for you to make this particular dance recital on Father's Day weekend, because they are going to honor, like, all of the dads that came out to support their daughters. So he's like, I have to make this one. Obviously, this is a big deal. So he's asking me, he comes to me for advice, and he's like, you know, I want to go, but I might have to cut it short because he's working on this big project, which, ironically, here's work getting in the way of him trying to go see his daughter. But the project he's working on is a pretty big deal as well. And if he does not get the project done, it literally could be the end of him working. So he had to find a way where he could still get this project done, but still make it, which made him have to leave Saturday morning to try to get there for Saturday evening in order to make it to the recital.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's cutting it really close, obviously. But the flight got in, I think, 2 hours before the recital. It really shouldn't have been a problem. I think he was 30 minutes or so from the airport to the recital. What could go wrong, right?
Oh, plenty.
What could go wrong? So as life would have it, I couldn't believe it as he was telling me this story. He sets everything up. He books the flight. He gets his work done. He's ready to go. He's on his way to the airport to make it there for his baby girl. When he gets to the flight, he's sitting, like, somewhat in the back. He's got one of the last seats on the flight because the flight was full. But it was one seat left when he booked it. Almost seemed like it was ordained for him to be there for his daughter. He sees a guy go into the bathroom. Doesn't think much of it at first. Everybody is still kind of boarding the flight, but he went to the bathroom before everyone was boarded. So that's kind of why it caught his attention. But then as people continue to board the flight, he's starting to realize that this guy is not coming out of the bathroom.
I don't know.
He's just still in the bathroom. So then more people get on. More people get on. Now they're at the point where they are about to close the doors. The guy's still in the bathroom. Someone says, there's a guy in the bathroom that has not come out the bathroom yet, to which then the flight attendant goes and knocks on the door to try to get the guy's attention to let him know you have to come out of the bathroom so that we can take off. The guy says he's not coming out. Guy's refusing to come out of the bathroom for whatever reason. At this point, they don't know why. So it gets to the point where they're like, if you don't come out the bathroom, we're going to have to call the authorities, and then we're going to have to deplane and let everybody off of this flight.
Does everybody on the flight now at this point know what's going on?
Everybody's aware.
Okay, so you could just feel like people are just probably getting angry on that thing because they all have lives that's trying to get to. But nobody's really considering the dude in the bathroom who might be going through some kind of mental health crisis.
Right. Yeah. So he said it was kind of like mixed feelings at this point. Some people were afraid and some people were angry because some people are like, yo, I don't even really want to be on this flight anymore because what is he doing in the bathroom that he won't come out the bathroom? Mm-hmm. So I think about 10 or 15 minutes go by, and they finally get the guy out the bathroom, and they can't figure out what he was doing in the bathroom, but he seemed extremely intoxicated, so drunk that they don't even know how he got on to the flight because it was pretty apparent how drunk he was that he should not have even been able to fly. So because he wouldn't come out the bathroom and they couldn't verify what he was doing in the bathroom, they just had to deplane everybody.
Ugh.
So they take everybody off the plane one by one in order to do an investigation of what this guy was doing in the bathroom. And I guess at the time that they figured it was nothing, they were starting to allow people back on the plane. But there were a lot of people who did not want to get back on the plane because they don't want to fly now. They're scared. They'd rather rebook.
Yeah. And as a passenger, you're probably not given a lot of grace at this point because you've got things to do on the other side of this flight here. Lives are going to be affected.
Right. So he decides, I'm getting back on the flight because I got to go see my daughter. And then not enough people were willing to get back on the flight for that flight to make sense. So they ended up just canceling the entire flight. They canceled the flight.
No.
They forced everyone to rebook. And then the only flight he was able to rebook was not going to make it in time for his daughter's recital.
Oh, no.
And I just felt so bad for him because I know how important it was. And he tried everything. But I'm like, at this point, she don't even want to hear the excuses.
Yeah.
And I get her side of it, too. But she is not happy with her dad, and he had a rough Father's Day weekend because of it, that he didn't even make it because he was like, what?
Yeah.
What's the point of me even going now? Which I felt like he should have still gone, but he didn't even go.
All right, let me piggyback on your Father's Day story for a second here. And you guys tell me if I have any right at all to be just a little bit miffed about my Father's Day, okay? I told you guys on Sunday, had a great day. My kids took me down to the Beltline. They paid for lunch for the very first time. It was their idea. Now, if we go back like a week and a half, you remember that my girlfriend Amanda was asking the kids like, hey, what are we going to do for your dad? Or she asked me, what do you want for Father's Day? And I said at the time, like, hey, you know what? Being a parent is a thankless job. All right. This is not a relationship that's based on transaction. But you know what? A couple of times a year, I just want to feel appreciated on my birthday. That's a good one. Christmas is cool, too. Like, hey, you know, all right, even though it's about Jesus, you know what? Just spend some time thinking about me and getting me the correct present, an appropriate present. And Father's Day, obviously. Right. Father's Day is really the one. Like, show me appreciation for everything that's going on for the year. So I told her, I'm like, I'm almost a little bit offended by the suggestion. My kids now are 18 and 22 years old. They can take care of their dad, right? They know they're adults. So we have this wonderful Sunday. And I get back to the house late Sunday and Hollis takes off and Amanda is there. And I told you guys that I know her like I know me because we are really the same people, right? So she says to me, like, how was Father's Day? And I'm like, it was great. And she goes, and this inflection gave it away. Did they pay? But it was the way she said it that wasn't like a question of just curious. Did your kids pay for Father's Day? It was like, what I interpreted was you told them to pay and you were checking to see if they just did that. And sure enough, I was correct.
All right. So she had to instruct them to pick up the tab for you on Father's Day.
Not only that.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no.
But they went to her asking for some suggestions. And she said, he loves the Beltline. So they took me to the Beltline and they paid for my lunch. However, because they didn't come up with it on their own and she was guided by Amanda. Do I have a little bit of her? Should I just be like, you know what? The day was the day. It was great. Or is there 10% like, come on, guys, do better?
What?
Who did you say approach to? Did she approach them or did they approach her?
I'm fairly, I don't know the answer to that. Because, how does that change things?
Well, for me, I think if they approached her in just kind of looking for assistance.
No, I know the answer to that, okay. Actually. They asked her, she said she suggested a couple of things, but then she backtracked and said she suggested one thing, which was the belt line.
Okay. I for me, that does make a little bit of a difference. Like, because if she had to approach them, they didn't take any initiative.
Uh-huh.
And then it would look like they just kind of did whatever she had to go out her way to ask them to do. But if they went to her and said, we do want to do something special for them, but we need a little bit of help because she may know you a little more.
No, I think that's a little better. She doesn't know me more than they do. Well, they've been around for 22 and 18 years.
But your she might know your likes a little better than them.
Uh-huh. I still feel
I'm
like,
trying to help,
I know,
man.
I know you are. And I actually am on your page. Like, the fact that they went to, because they really wanted to make sure you had an excellent Father's Day. And they were like, let's go to Amanda and see what suggestions he has. Because, again, maybe that's not their forte. Like, my husband, that's not his forte. So maybe it's not, it has no reflection of how your kids love you. It's just not their forte.
Yeah, they went to her for advice. So I feel like you can't really punish them for getting a suggestion.
I'm not going
to
punish them. Well, they don't even know yet that
feels,
I know.
It feels a little bit like a mental punishment. Like, you're kind of holding them hostage for just going to your girlfriend for advice and for taking the advice. I think it'd be different if they had not taken the initiative. But the reality is, they didn't know what to do. They went to the right person. They got the advice and they took the advice and they executed it. And you had a great Father's Day.
So I will give them the break.
Mm-hmm.
I will give them the break.
I think they
deserve
it.
Give them the break.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
For 100 straight days, we're trying to do some good. We call it Good Goes Round.
The Bert Show's 100 Days of Good Goes Round.
Each and every day, we are getting emails from you guys asking for big things, asking for small things. How can we help out? All you got to do is tell us. Hit us up at theburtshow.com. Good morning, Jennifer.
Morning.
Morning. How can we be of service to you? Tell us what's going on.
Okay. So my soon 9-year-old Keaton is autistic, and like many kids on the spectrum, he's probably a little immature for his age, and he's quite impulsive, which makes it hard for him to make friends. We've actually never been invited. Sorry.
It's okay. It's okay, Jennifer. Your mama love is pouring out right now, and that is totally fine. Do whatever you do. Don't apologize for those tears. It's just showing how much you love that sweet boy of yours.
And I totally get it. Like, I mean, as a parent, all you want is your kid to be accepted and loved, not because he's going to get it in the house, that's for sure, but outside of the house also. You want to make him feel like he's accepted for who he is. And when that's not happening, it's heartbreaking as a parent.
Yes. Thank you, guys.
Of course.
So we've actually never been invited to a birthday party, and I'm sure other autistic parents can know that feeling well. But this year, my 9-year-old had begged me, well, almost 9, had begged me for a pool party. And normally we don't do big celebrations. We do something small within the family just because I have a fear of, you know, no one showing up. So, in May, we invited his entire third grade class to his pool party. And no one RSVP'd. So, you know, I know how isolated it feels, you know, having an autistic kid. He's starting to realize that he's different. And, you know, it's just becoming really hard on him that he doesn't have any friends. And I know if we have this pool party that we've already paid for, and no one shows up, it's just going to crush them. So my ask is, if maybe there's, you know, maybe 10 or 15 kids and their families in the Burt Show community that want to come out to Carrollton, which I know is far, but come out to Carrollton and help me celebrate this sweet little boy on June 28th. That would be amazing.
So let me start by just saying this for a second, because we say this with our Burt's Big Adventure kids all the time, and I want to talk to the parents here for just one second. Sometimes you have to override your kids. Every now and then, you just got to override your kids. You're the parent. So when a kid is being ostracized from the group, and your child is the one that won't accept somebody, like doesn't want them at their party just because they don't know them too well, because maybe they have autism or they don't look like the other kids, I'm just inviting you to take a chance on these kids, because this is how most of them feel right here. And we see this every single year with Burt's Big Adventure, that our kids are on the outside looking in. And really just what it takes is one invitation to just open them up for one family to take a chance on them so they could be around a whole bunch of kids. It just takes one time.
Yeah, Jennifer, my mama heart broke when I got your email. So what we are going to do, everybody knows that it's going to be in Carrollton, June 28th. We do have a lot of listeners in Carrollton. So anybody that would love to attend, and I know you're asking for, you know, because it would be great for your son who's going to be turning the big nine to have some kiddos there. So anybody that has a child that is autistic or on the spectrum, or, you know, a special needs child, or even a non-special needs child, if you would like to go and make his birthday special, you can go to theburtshow.com, click our 100 Days of Good Goes Round, and there at the top of the page is going to be Jennifer's email. And that way, Jennifer can send you the details so you know exactly where to go. And like she said, the pool package is paid for it. So not only it's a win-win, because you're going to get a free cupcake.
Are we purposely not saying where it's going to be at?
I just think it would be wise for them to reach out to her so she can kind of like...
Because it's kind of a cool place they're doing it at.
I'm going to leave it up to you. I felt it would be, because it is her child's birthday party, that put more of the invitations or the who's ever's coming in her hands to make sure, like, it's not every Joe Schmo, and the people who are coming actually have kids and want to be there for the right reasons.
Okay, so we'll just say this then. It's June 28th and it's at 1 o'clock and it's in Carrollton. And we might be able to bypass some of these emails because calls are starting to come in for this little dude. 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. Good morning, Ariel.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to say I feel for her wholeheartedly. I have four children, all boys, and two of them are diagnosed on the spectrum and ADHD. My other two twins are also ADHD, and I think my other one is also autistic. We would love to come and celebrate your boy. If you would have us, we love the water. My boys are 10, about to be 11, and 12. And we would love to come and celebrate and bring a present.
I love this.
That's perfect.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Jennifer, you're going to have to stay with us here for a couple of seconds, because there are a ton of calls coming in.
I love our listeners so much.
From people that want to attend this party now. Good morning, Lou. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
I was just calling. My son is 9 years old. He turned 9 in April, and he's also autistic, and we have many friends with similar kids, and we would be honored to come and hang out with this beautiful baby boy.
What a beautiful gesture. Thank you for calling. Hold on. Like I said, Jennifer, you're going to have to hang out here because the calls just keep coming in. Hey, Kaylee, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, good morning. We live in Villarica, and we have 8-year-old twins who just turned 8 last week. Boys who would love to come. They're also on the spectrum, so we 100% get how that is. And we're local, so we'd love to come.
I love it.
Is anybody else getting goosebumps?
Yeah, it's
so sweet.
It's all coming together. Tommy, will you put line 5 on hold? Fernando.
We're going to need a bouncer at the door at this party.
That's why I didn't want to give out the address. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure that...
So many people are calling in. It's frozen our phones.
Yeah, it has. It's frozen our phones.
It literally did.
When we do a phone topic or we're giving away money, a lot of people call at the same time. So sometimes it completely shuts down our phones and it's happening again, which is for the best reason. Good morning, Burt Show. Who is this? Hello?
Hey, hello. It's Mickey.
Hey, Mickey. What's going on?
Hey, I would love to come to the party. I have a four-year-old, and she is a ton of fun and loves swimming and loves other kids. I want to know what her little one likes. What kind of gifts can he get?
So he loves LankyBox, and he will not stop talking about Roblox.
Roblox?
Okay.
Yeah.
And then what's the other thing?
LankyBox.
Lanky. Okay. All right. This is, you know, kids' toys are like a different language.
So, Jennifer, I just want to check in with you. How's your mama heart feeling now, babe?
I can't wait to tell him. I am so, so thankful for you guys. This is going to make his day. As soon as I tell him. So thank you. He's not going to be alone.
Jennifer, these calls won't stop coming in.
Yeah.
Wendy, good morning. You're on the Bird Show.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. I own a swim school here in Charleston. We work with adaptive kids all day, every day. We love you guys so much, but we want to come out and support. We have what we call fun guards and their lifeguards. And our crew wants to come out and be able to do fun activities while lifeguarding the party and support you guys.
Wow. Look how it's coming together.
Now, are you 100% aware that we're based out of Atlanta?
Yes, we are.
Wow.
I'm actually from Georgia.
So you and your lifeguards are going to drive from Charleston to Atlanta to be lifeguards at this party?
Yes, we will. I have family in Atlanta. So we'll drive down on Friday, and then we'll be there on Saturday for you guys.
Wendy, I can't with you.
Thank you so much. Jennifer, I got to cut this short only because all these calls keep coming in, and you're busting up our phones.
Sorry.
All right, wait, there's one more. Good morning, Jamie. You're on the Burt Show.
Hi, Mama. I get it. My 9-year-old's on the spectrum. And it sucks that our children are expected to learn how to interact with neurotypical children, but neurotypical children are not taught how to interact with our children. And my son would love to come to your son's birthday party. And he loves LankyBox, too.
Thank you for calling. Hold on one second. Man, you said that really well. Uh-huh. Jennifer, so much support. I can't take all these calls because they keep coming in and they're shutting down our phones and we're resetting the phones and all the calls keep coming in. There's so much support for your son.
Thank you, guys. This is truly, truly amazing. Thank you.
All right, let me put you on hold, and we'll give that email address out again because there's so many people that aren't going to be able to get through this morning. And it's lifeguardjen, J-E-N, lifeguardjen@gmail.com.
And if you can't remember that, just go to theburtshow.com, click our 100 Days of Good. All the information is going to be there at the top of the page. That way, Jen can get you the information so you and your precious kiddos can be there to make sure he has the best 9th birthday ever. And not just for him, but also for you, Jennifer. This is going to be, it's going to be a very, very special day. I can already tell.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Kudos to you for not giving up.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And again, I want to tell you guys that have children that don't suffer. I don't even want to say suffer, that have autism. Give a kid a chance, man. Give a kid a chance. This is all it takes is something like this. Showing up for 20 minutes to a party. That's it. It's the Burt Show.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.